Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Yeah, we can't hear you right now. You probably talking, but we can't hear you. Something's going on with your thing. I heard the phone say unmuted, but if you talking, we can't hear you.
Okay, I got y'all now, right?
Yeah, you loud and clear.
Okay, but I don't know what's going on with my damn headphones, man. I'm hearing everything through it like I'm on, but okay, I'll get that fixed later. All right, you guys. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
You know.
All right, everybody. I'm sorry. Let's start over. God damn it. You know this, bud. I'm here. We doing this show. Fuck all that bullshit in the beginning. Let's get on with it. Y'all know y'all should call in. 657-383-0809. Make sure you press 1, and we're going to get on with it, because today, you know, I'm talking about some real shit today. We always talk about game. Everything we talk about is based on game. But, you know, I want y'all to get a real understanding of what game is. Game is not talking shit about whatever the hell you're talking about. Game is having full knowledge of what you going to do in the field of endeavor you choose to be in. That's game. And the field of endeavor we choosing to be in is having knowledge of being men. And this is all we talking about every time we talk. I don't care what I'm talking about, that's what we talking about. So tonight, we going to be talking about the passion. You know, I talk about the passion all the time. You know, I talk about the king of beasts all the time. I talk about certain subjects all the time because these subjects are really conducive to the mentality that you need to have. That's some seriously strong advice right there. And a lot of you don't really understand what I'm saying. So that's why tonight we gonna, you know, start off with a little story, you know, that you can apply to your life. And of course, if you're wise and you already have my courses and shit, you'll be able to hear what I'm getting ready to say. There's dudes out there who are satisfied with only having a few pieces of the puzzle. And that's not really cool. You know, you got to really have the puzzle. And I guess having pieces make them feel as if they, you know, in the game we're playing. But they not. They are in it, but they're not playing the game. They're just in it. See, the dudes who've gotten my courses are able to hear the nuggets I drop on my show, and they're going to be able to apply this to their life. See, the show and the course go hand in hand. Just like the course, the show, and the school all go hand in hand, because there is just too much information to pack into an hour or two on them courses or whatever amount of time we meet in school. So what I'm saying is, if you guys are smart, like there's a couple guys come on here damn near everything I do, and that's because they do know listening is very important, because they pick the things up. Now, the show is really some entertainment. The course in the school is no entertainment. So what I'm saying is, any game, you got to know how to play it, and fun is in this game that we have. You know, fun is in the game because we can see results of what we're doing. And once you can see your results, you relax. You start relaxing, and you're able to live through the lenses that you've now developed to see through. And the thing about listening to the shows I do and the topics I speak on are the ones that there's just so many that I cover them covertly on my show. You know, they're not in the course. So sooner or later, you guys will realize that those courses and me are your goddamn friends. Now, SWU going to be your dad. SWU ain't going to be playing. But what I'm saying is, quit being scared. Get in this game. Because I remember every time I asked this question, when is a lion not a lion? Is a lion ever not a lion? Now, if I ask it right now, just as when I asked it then, I'm going to get a lot of responses, and most of them going to have a lot of merit to what they're saying, but they're going to all be wrong. And it's only one reason they're going to be wrong. As long as they're trying to explain when a lion is not a lion, they're going to be wrong. No matter how much sense the response makes, it's going to be flawed on its premise. You have to understand, from birth, a lion is bred to be a lion, king of beasts. Now, just as anything in life, there's times when a lion is no longer strong enough or not strong enough yet to be the king of beasts. Now, you should understand that from birth, you are born to be a man. But unlike the lion, which does not accept any adulterated influence on their breeding, nothing coming in and changing the bloodline, and if it does, they're killing it off. They want their bloodline strong. Now, you, as a man, at birth, it depends on your parents. It completely depends on your parents. The lion, his from his birth, of course, it depends on his mom, but his dad ain't getting the fuck until his nuts get big. Then he gonna tell him, get your ass out. But all the time that lion is growing up, he's going to be doing things that natural lions do, and he's going to be learning to become a lion. And when he thinks, you know, he's a lion, he's going to do something, Pop's going to put him out. Now, what I'm saying to you, and what this has to do with you, is that we, growing up, we allow things to adulterate our lineage. We allow information to change how we think, how we walk. We allow all kinds of things to make us Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta. I mean, that's what so many different levels of being a man. because we have allowed society to make us all conform to a way that is controllable. See, hold on, let me take these. I'm hearing this. Yeah, okay, now it's gone. Okay. But it ain't gone. No, that's my fucking... Hold on, man. I gotta do something here. Okay, I want to mute this. Yeah, you guys... Hey, I hope you still... Well, yeah, you still can hear me because I'm on. Okay, all right. Now, damn, I still hear that shit. Okay, anyway, fuck it. See... When you not fully understanding your life, then you start adjusting to what you understand. And if you don't expose your life to things to understand, you just grow up with no understanding, like most of you did, because you didn't expose your moms for whatever reason, didn't let you, pops wasn't there, whatever reason, you know, things started going haywire. And for you, once you became, you know, 18, 17 or whatever, and start thinking about women, the man in you is going to make you automatically think about them. But the kind of man you've become is going to make you either sit back and look at them and just wonder about them. It's going to make you do everything except be the man that you were born to be. Now, anything in life, anything, it could come a time where you know, shit is overwhelming, just like in a lion's life. But when that lion faces any, whatever it is, he don't try to become a giraffe. He don't try to become a bear. Those some badass motherfuckers too. But he remains a lion. And he gonna stand on being a lion to do what he need to do for whatever the situation is. See, when I get through lacing you with this parable, you're going to thank me for clearing it all up for you. See, because lions, per se, are and always will be king of beasts. Lions. But individual lions will not have any authority when they're young. And as they mature, they're committed to being king of beasts and don't even realize they're committed to it. And later in life, when they get a pride and they're going to rule until he ages to the point he has to surrender his reign, see, all of this is natural to him. And it should be natural to you. You're not going to get a pride of women, but you should have a gang of them. You're not going to, you know, put on a crown, but you should be treated like a king by them, because they respect who you are. They see who you are. They see your moves. They appreciate your stature. You just have to understand that once you become a man, see, just like that lion has knowledge of who he is, you have to get the knowledge of who you are so you can remember, so you can know how to be a man. That's what my shows is for. Give you knowledge in all kinds of things so you can have the information to make decisions whenever something happened to you in real time, only taking 1 or 2 seconds of thought and believing in your thought enough to make moves with your thoughts. You just have to remember, you got to think questions through. You got to go deeper than your own thoughts about subjects. This is so you could think critically about the words used to pose the question. You know, think about it. When I ask a motherfucker, when is a lion is not a lion, any one of you can punch one and tell me when a lion is not a lion. But what I'm saying is, some of them say a lion ain't a lion when he caged. Like at a zoo or something. They're lions, but they're not real lions, they say. Well, let me tell your ass something. If you do not keep that lion semi-drugged and full, they going to be wild. And you're going to have a hard time having him caged, and you're going to have a hard time even being in his vicinity. As long as the lion is kept full, he won't feel like he got to express himself, and he won't feel like he in the wild having to hunt. Now, this lion will never be trained, even though for, I don't care how long he in the zoo, motherfucker's feeding. Whenever he got the first time that motherfucker is out that cage and got to get his own food, all his instincts coming back. His instincts are being satisfied, so he's what they call sated, S-A-T-E-D. He's sated. That means he's satisfied because his hunger has been satisfied, and they got some, you know, lady lion in there too, so when he ready, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, if he got hungry enough and there's no food, there's no way for him to get food, there's no way captivity would keep him from being a lion. Now, what should you get from this? There's a nugget here. And see, I'm sure, I believe if there's somebody here from my school, they pick that nugget up. And the nugget that you should get from this is once you decide to do something, there is no half-ass doing it. There is no knowing you should go straight ahead, but you're going to deviate. Even in a lion's youth, all he does for fun is practice being an adult lion. When you see you don't have all the tools you need, but you're willing to get them, the only way you're going to get them, even if you recognize some of these nuggets, is to take what you hear and do it. You got to practice what you preach. If you want to be a man, you have to be doing what dudes who want to be men do. Once that goddamn lion get old enough to, you know, get a little aggression and get reactions. See, he don't know it, but he already headed to his future. His path is already laid out for him. Pops is noticing him, and, you know, soon Pops is going to say, well, I'm going to have to put that boy out. If that lion, if that lion could talk, he would say, boy, it's about time for you to get out. My dad, when we was young, just like them little lions, we couldn't wait to get the fuck out of the way from my dad, because my dad was like Hitler and shit. When we were 16, and we told dad, I want to move out. He'd punch you in the chest. Boy, kid, come on, if you want to move out, you got to go through me. Nigga ain't trying to go through him. But when we got 17 and told Pops we wanted to move out, Pops said, boy, you must be smelling yourself. And you got to answer him. You know, we used to have to say yes, sir, no, sir. So we would say yes, sir. And he'd move, get right out the way and tell you, go on to get your stuff, boy. And you better take care of yourself. And we'd be gone. Ain't no hatred, ain't no anger. Come to see Pops all the time when he was living. He loved us, we loved him. But there ain't two motherfucking dudes staying in the same house. Not when you a man. You're going to get your own shit. That's the nugget you should have got from this shit. He going to get banned because Pops, he's an authoritarian type person. I mean animal, lion. So he ain't even asking no questions. Get your ass out or die unless you want to be a punk. Now, if you want to be a punk and be with the bitches up in here, you can. But if you want to be a lion, get your fucking ass out. My dad didn't say it like that, but that's what he was saying to me when he asked me, was I smelling myself? And if I got the motherfucking nerve to say yeah, and I'm 16, he going to have to show me, nigga, you was mistaken. That's why he punched you right dead in your chest. But when you're 17, which I guess to back then, you was a man at 17 or whatever. Shit, Pops challenged you. Boy, you sure you smelling yourself? Yes, I'm smelling myself. Well, go on, boy. And good luck. That's how come I'm a monster. I ain't got no punk in me because my dad didn't let me have no punk in me. See, what I'm trying to tell you, you can make sense about what you say using words, but in reality, the situation you're describing don't exist. See, a beta lion that stays in the pride, he fucking don't even have no respect. But a old lion that got his ass kicked and a younger lion took it, see, he gets a little respect, even though he ain't the goddamn alpha lion. Because they saw him be a lion. Otherwise, a real man, when he's older, that's what he's going to get from his peers. He's going to get the same kind of respect because he stood up all the time. Whoever knew him, what they knew about him, they can see. He stood up. There ain't no sense in us trying to clown him. He proved it. We want to be like him. He's old, but you can rest assured he didn't been waiting on this motherfucking young lion to come kick his ass for a couple years now. But he ain't going to goddamn hand his crown over easily. And as a man, all any woman has to do, not a man, as a male, all any woman has to do to any one of you is deny you or accept what you say. Either way, you don't know how to handle it. You just happy this woman reacting to you, which she's going to see. So in a lion's case, when the lions, the female lion, see him get his goddamn ass kicked, he's still a lion, only now he motherfucking can really rest. And the pride accepts that he earned his goddamn due. Now, he still has respect and prestige. He just ain't getting first dibs on none of that shit, none of that pussy no more. So what am I telling you now? I'm saying, as a motherfucking man, if you see yourself as an animal, if you see protecting your values and your bloodline as strongly as a lion sees protecting his bloodline, you will never not be a man, even when this woman's telling you no. I mean, you don't let what a woman says to you determine your manhood. Just like a lion ain't gonna let, because he didn't get to hit this lion that he wanted, you know, right now she running right now, whatever, he ain't gonna let that stop him from being a lion. What are you gonna do? He gonna go get another lioness. The one he wanted got away. He ain't care because he know he gonna see her again. She gonna keep liking him. And sooner or later, he going to catch her because he going to be a lion. She's naturally attracted to lions. She's not attracted to beta lions. In life, you're going to be faced with all kinds of adversarial situations. But just as a goddamn lion, you should face each one of them as a king would, with no doubt in your mind. Now, the thing about me, I talk about shit I do. I talk about things that make me feel like a lion. When I go places, whether I'm, you know, dressed up or just normally dressed, I feel like all eyes are on me. I feel like a motherfucking king. When my woman is with me, I'm opening the doors, I'm pulling out the chairs, I'm resting her coat, I'm making sure I'm the most gentleman in the motherfucking world. You know why I do all that? Because you better not fuck with me. I'm too good. I'm too real. This is what I let women know. Don't fuck with me. Don't expect shit of me, because I give it all, because that's the only way you could be my woman, because that's the only way I could be a man. I ain't 99 and a half in nothing. I'm taking care of this bitch. Well, she ain't necessarily a bitch, but I'm saying I'm taking care of her. Matter of fact, my wife's birthday is today. In the show, I might have a short show because I'm definitely taking her out. I already bought her a gift a week ago and bought her a car. And that ain't even the gift. What I'm saying is I do shit. I don't sit up and expect shit and I don't do shit. You get what you do. I believe I do 100. I ain't taking no shit, but I'm giving hella compliments, hella directions. I'm doing the things a leader is supposed to do. And as long as my woman doing what a woman of mine is supposed to do, I treat her like a queen. Period. Will risk my life for her too. I'm saying you gotta not be like me, but you gotta be like that about your shit. You can't half do nothing, man. You ain't getting no chance in life. Some motherfucker gonna take it. They ain't finna give you a chance. That's why you're supposed to know if you going in here about your bra, something she said, you better know she worth dying for, because that's what the hell you about to do. Don't fuck with my woman, because I'm coming for real. And I'm telling my woman, don't call me, you know, and I think half-ass about the relationship we got. I ain't putting my life online for no motherfucker I ain't 100% about. Motherfucker, you was doing something to get in that situation. Don't be calling me now. Shit. I'm real. I want you to be real. In reference to the lion, only the most committed lion will risk all to get what he's come to believe is his to take. Shit, this big bison, 2.5 times big as this motherfucker, if this motherfucker hungry, that's food. And he ain't scared about the size. He ain't thinking about nothing but the tactic he gonna use to tear this motherfucker hide up. Period. Cause he a lion. He ain't trying to be whatever. Oh man, he's too big. Maybe I'll take that. Even if it's a little deer standing next to that motherfucker. If he didn't put his eye on that bison, he gonna get that bison. And that's how you supposed to be. If you got your eye on this broad, get at her. Ain't no talking about what you could do. Ain't no talking about how you wish this or wish that. We don't do that. When you decide to be a real man, you got to be fully committed the entire time you are alive. And you got to learn quickly to trust your fucking judgments. If you don't trust your judgments, how are you going to make any judgments? And if you don't make any judgments, how the fuck are you going to go through life? As the dude, the kind of dude that you trying to be, I see you 6, 7, 8, just a minute. As the kind of dude you trying to become, your job in life is not the one that pays you. Your job in life is to make sure you take care of your business at all times as a man. 687, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Hey, what's happening?
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me or not, man. My phone back is a little funny. I sound clear?
I got you, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, man, I agree with what you were saying about you got to trust your own judgment. And I just want to, you know, reiterate on that. So when you say that, that's basically saying, like, you got to trust what you read on abroad when you want to set up your attack. So, like, whatever it is you read on her the first time you see her, you got to trust that you're right or not. And you would know if you're right or wrong when you go for your attack. Is that correct?
Well, what do you do when you're wrong?
Shit, take what I learned and try again.
Fool, I thought you was going to blow that. But let me tell you something, that's wrong. That's what you do. You see what you fucking did wrong and try it again. Fuck her. They're just like that motherfucking lion say about that bison that he jumped on the back, bit some of his back out, tasted that blood, but that bison threw his ass off. That motherfucking lion say, damn!
Yeah.
That's all he said.
Yeah,
you know, fuck it. He don't stop. He ain't defeated. He's still hungry, and he gonna get what he want. Maybe he don't get that line. Just like whoever didn't give you whatever they denied you, that don't mean you ain't getting it, bro. You know, wherever you from, 687. I hope you spread that kind of understanding to all your buddies because that they need it, all of them.
Yeah. I mean, all right. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I got one more thing though. One more thing.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I was kind of just, you know, I'm always listening to your shows, you know, some of your old shows, the ones I've missed, and I remember you were saying something about you got to believe in yourself. So, just taking that a little further in, when you believe in yourself, quick question. So, believing in yourself is that more of a feeling or is that more of a thought? Because I thought
it's neither. It's neither.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Believing in yourself is something tangible. I think I was explaining this on a video. See, just like you talking to me, these words that we're using, we can't touch these words. These are real words, but we can't touch them. But we can feel them, and we know they're there. And we know they're there because we can use these words to get what we want. What I'm saying is when you believe in yourself, you can't see it, the belief, but what makes it belief is that you can see different things you do. You can see different ways you approach things, and you can see these things getting results. Some of these things you're going to do and think as you're doing them, damn, this might be the wrong thing, but since you go hard, you see, you just had a little doubt, but you kept going, and you still get the shit. It comes through. What I'm saying, that's what belief does for you. Belief makes you go when the going is tough because you believe you can get there. When you starve and ain't got no broad, you talking that doggone pimp shit, if you believe in pimping, you're going to be hungry. And some pimp or whoever, some hoe you're going to charge, whatever, you're going to get some money from them and you're going to get some food, but it ain't going to stop you from wanting to be down and dirty. What it's going to do is show you how you can suffer if you ain't down and dirty, which is going to make that motherfucker miss sleep and more meals because he is down and dirty. And once his belief takes him far enough to go through those challenges, he's going to come up with a meal, just like that lion, but his meal is going to, if he's talking about having hoes, his meal going to be a hoe. And he's going to start getting to eat because this broad's going to be paying him. And as he get paid, his belief is going to become stronger because when he was weak and he believed, he just was believing because he didn't have nothing to hold on to. Now that he's stronger, he believes, but what makes him believe is seeing the things that he's developed and obtained that he does have to hold on to. And it's a whole new ball game, bro. You understand what I'm saying about belief?
Yes, I do. I got it now.
All right, brother. That was good shit. AC, like I say, your job is to become a man that takes care of his business. So what does this mean? This means no more making statements that you don't have any intentions on living up to. This means your sense of self should be tied to your word as a man. Your word should be a positive reflection of your integrity. You know, shit that you were not prepared for can happen, and you should have a solution to handle it in less than a couple of seconds. Why? Why should all this? Because you believe in what you're doing. You believe in these are the things you have to do to be or do what you're trying to do. If you don't do these things, you're not going to be what you're trying to do. Otherwise, if it takes three steps, and the first one is not easy, but you can do it, but you can't do the second one, and you don't even try the third one, but the first one made you feel so good accomplishing it, you, well, man, I'm a man, you know, woo-woo. No, you're not. You have to do all three of them. If you want to be one-third of a man, you can say that. But there's no such thing as one-third of a man. What you have to do is see what's necessary to be done, and you have to be willing to do it. Not only be willing to do it, you got to be willing to go through some changes, figuring out what it is you need to do. You can ask any of my alumni how long it takes me to come up with a goddamn answer to one of their problems. And I'm not saying that because they're fucking easy problems. I'm saying that because as they start talking, my mind is already, take this as an example. You know how a tennis player, when the tennis player throw that ball up to serve and he hits the ball, soon as he come out of his serve, his swing, he bouncing around. Now, while he's getting ready to serve, the dude over there receiving the serve don't know where this ball coming. He just know it's coming 100 miles an hour. He over there bouncing around. Why do you think he's bouncing around? Because regardless of where that fucking ball is going, he is ready. That's why he's bouncing. That bouncing lets him know, makes him feel he's ready to go in any position, any area, any direction. Otherwise, that's how I am. When you start asking whatever you ask, and I'm throwing shit in my head around, all this take a nanosecond. And I got something for you, no matter what the goddamn problem is. Women lie in wait to see a motherfucker stand up. And they want to see men who have no problem letting women know that he know his value. They don't ever run into dudes like that unless they run into me. But what I'm saying is it's just a wise thing to remember. Being on your ABPs and to be sure to always make what you say have meaning to what you believe. I'm telling you, you might not believe this. I talk so much shit. I don't say nothing out my mouth that if you call me on it, I don't have a particular belief about it that directly affects my life if I don't do it. I just think like that. Everything has something to do with my goddamn life and the quality of my life. Everything I do and say. I never make promises that I don't intend on keeping. I don't even make statements that I don't intend on keeping. And those of you who have women, you know, you don't really see that your woman is watching your every goddamn move to see if you're a man worthy of her. Now, she may be with you, but do you know she knows you worthy of her? Do you need her to tell you that you're worthy of her? See, I don't need none of that shit. My woman get mad at me, and she just did that shit, talking about she was going to leave. Hurry the fuck up. I ain't trying to hear that shit. And then I tell her, I don't believe that goddamn shit, because if you was going to leave, I'd have seen it. I'd have did something, and I'd have corrected it. That's how confident I am in believing in myself. So if you think you want to leave us on some bitch shit and get your ass on out of here because I ain't wanting to hear it, then I go in the room or wherever I'm going, hurry up, I ain't watching you or nothing. And hell no, keep the car, I don't want it back, hey, take everything. I don't need none of that shit. Take all the jewelry, everything I bought you, take it all. You want me to get you a rental car or a motherfucking mover, moving van, I do that. I go like that. I ain't finna care. Now, if I didn't did some shit, and I didn't realize I did this shit, and it caused some shit like I'm explaining, I know how to straighten that shit up. So whatever was caused by me acknowledging it and blah blah blah, it's gonna be straight because my woman also know me. And she know if I see something and I say whoop whoop about it on the apology tip or acknowledging I'm wrong, she know I mean it, and that suffices for her. Even when she having some kind of fit, you know, I ain't gonna say something just to placate her. I ain't finna tell you it's cool, baby, just so you can calm down. Bitch, this is fucked up, and if you wanna be mad about it, be mad. Because it ain't gonna get better till it gets right, and that's why we have such a good life now. Because for years, you know, she thought she had to assert herself, and for years I wasn't taking, you know, I ain't trying to hear that shit, and the relationship wasn't as good as it is now. Because now, and let me tell you, it took me coming to Las Vegas. We was having a good marriage. But I just wasn't liking some things, and they wasn't changing, and it made me move. And I didn't quit or divorce her, but I told her, if you don't hurry the fuck up and come up here, I'm going to divorce your motherfucking ass, and because I ain't coming back there. The only thing I'm doing is accepting a new version of your motherfucking ass, because I'm not changing. I ain't did shit wrong. I take care of everything. And this is the power of knowing, having confidence in what you've done, what you're going to do, what you will do. 347, what's up?
Hey, I don't want you to take offense to this, Rosebud, but you sound like your woman give you a real hard time, man.
My woman don't give me a hard time. What you need to do is understand my woman does what she does. It's what I do. It's what I do about it. It does not matter to me. Well, it matters about my wife, but it does not matter to me what it is she does. What it matters to me is how I respond. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I sound callous, but I'm not. I just make sure whatever the hell she do and say, I'm fucking, you know, on the side that I want to be on. Otherwise, if it's about gifts, I'm giving her the most. Because you know what? It's something that you guys don't understand. If a woman was giving me a hard time, it would be like tense in here, in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, I'd go somewhere, be gone X amount of time. She'd be gone. She don't want to live in all this tension. You know, so what I'm saying is, it's not a rough time. It's a rough time to a motherfucker that can't stand up to some shit, which is bringing me to my point. Now, do you have a woman?
Yep.
What you saying? What are you saying that I was saying that you don't do? Now, I don't know you, so you can tell me how you sit on the throne and live on Mount Olympus and all this shit, or you can tell the truth. What the fuck do you do? Listen to me. What do you do that I was not doing that made you ask that question?
Breaking up.
Do what?
I said breaking
up. Something going on. Look at that. That's convenient. Something going on with your phone. Nah, I can't hear you. I'm going to leave you on, but I'm going to get these other guys. So if you feel like talking, and you know, I ain't no scary dude, man. So if you feel like talking,
I hear you now. I hear you now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. What do you do in your life with your woman that you allows you to see or think my woman gives me a hard time based on what I was saying?
Just some of the stories you tell, you know. I don't want to get too deep into it, like I said.
Yeah, get
no
deep, man. Don't get scary with me. Come on.
You know, you guys are moving. She seems to be real stubborn with you, man. You know what I'm saying? She seems to be a real
What makes you think that when the bitch with me right now?
Some of the problems you guys been through and, you know, just...
Hey, bruh, my problems might not be your problems. My problems are my problems. So what I'm saying is the bitch with me, I must have handled every one of them.
Yeah, but just some of the shit you talk, I'm surprised you still with her. That's all I'm saying. I think that's
why, man? Because some motherfucker got a big old motherfucking head that thinks she knows some shit. I'm not finna look for no goddamn
bitch
because
this
motherfucker. Hey, let me tell you something. Listen, what I know? I know this. When my woman get any kind of settlement, I'm broke off, period. It ain't about money. It's about what she thinks. What I'm saying is, if she knows what's important, and when the important things come up, she's accepting them. Because what I'm saying to you, bro, is she. I don't want no punk bitch. I don't want no bitch talking about yeah all the goddamn time. But when a nigga stand up and say this is it, then she gonna have to accept that. But when I say, well, what you think? She got. I'm accept what she thinking. I might not go for it. But I'm accepting. I ain't scared to let no broad talk. That's what's wrong with y'all, man. You know, that's why y'all don't have no women no time. You know I had that bitch 20 years, right?
Yeah. You had a
well,
long
I'm
time.
Saying shit. Come on, man. You know, you got to look at what's going on, brother. What I'm trying to tell you and all you guys that's listening, yes, I have problems. Don't you hear me say on every show, that's what we talk about, problems men have? I'm not ever saying that I live a problem-free life. I'm saying whenever a motherfucking problem come up, no matter who or what kind of problem it is, I'm being Bud. The way Bud think Bud should be. If it costs me my wife, so be it. If it costs me a meal, so be it. Because I know if my wife gone, I'm going to have another bitch. I had plenty of them while she was gone. It ain't about a bitch. It's about me. And until you can be like that, you don't believe shit you say. That's why you don't have no way to say what you said. Now, let me tell you, all the things I've said to you, I can see a lot of weakness in you, man. One is that you think if a broad has something to say, you got a problem. I know you're going to say you don't think that, but you do. You know why you do? Because you ain't ready to defend shit. You just want people to accept shit. You wasn't ready to defend what you said to me. But I'm ready to defend you, or whatever you want to call my position. I am not somebody that don't do what he talk about doing in real life. I do it in real life and in real time. And you just witnessed it, bro. Now, you got anything else you want to say before I get these other guys?
No, man, go ahead and do it, man.
You know it. Be cool. 832, what's happening with you?
What's going on, bud? This is Drew Bone, man.
Drew Bone, what's happening?
Oh, man, I was really going to come in on what old boy was talking about. The thing about when Rosebud speak about his problem, the game is what he's showing you is how to respond versus react. And the reason why that guy said to you, because he's known to react. See, when you talk about problems with your wife, you telling guys how to respond to where you showing them how you sold on yourself versus being sold on your woman and what she's doing.
Exactly, bro, G. That's real. Because, see, Drew Bone, what I'm saying is this, man. If a motherfucker thinks something, whatever you think is supposed to cover you in whatever happens. And that's why I don't deviate. I'm not going to deviate. I ain't going to get weak and be worried about no goddamn bra like that. I don't want nobody fucking with my woman sexually or physically hurting her. I don't want none of that. But I'm not going to be no punk about none of that either. You know, that's hey, and let me tell y'all something. That's why every time I bust my woman out right now to this day, it's like she be saying, damn. And it ain't because I can fuck so good. It's because she loves what I do. She love it, every bit of it, and I know it. And I'm not scared to let her know I know it. Go ahead. What you got, man?
Nah, I'm just saying because I had to say something on that because I was going through the same thing when you was going through it. I just followed your lead, and I got my bitch back. So, and what you just said is the truth. When I bust her out, she say, damn.
So, all right, man. I got another cat, man. Hey, man, I'm going to let you go. Hey, thanks, though. That was good. Hey, 678, what's happening?
What's going on, man? I was just kind of thinking, man. Now, like, when you're coming out abroad or whatever, and I remember when you said never have sex on your mind or think about, you know, fucking abroad while you're talking to her. But what if that's all you want to do? You know, what if you just want to just fuck these hoes, you know what I'm saying, until you find the one that's going to be down, that's going to ride with you or whatever because you not necessarily want to settle down or whatever like that? What if
listen. This is what I just can't understand about you guys. When a person says something, instead of you figuring out how to do it, you just want to look at all the weakest things, why you this, why that. You know, you want to concern yourself with how come it ain't going to work. We try not to do that at SWU. We are proactive. And what I'm saying is if all you want to do is fuck, you know that, so it's definitely on your mind. But what the fuck you supposed to do is make sure all your moves show that you ain't just trying to fuck. Because you know that's what the bitch want to see. So what's hard about that?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And then,
but
that
I'm
makes
saying, what's hard about that?
Well, what's hard about that? I really
nothing, man, because I know you thought of that.
Right.
What I'm saying to you, what I'm getting you to see, is that most of you motherfuckers have all the information in your head that you need, but you're too scared to use it. You're too scared to trust your own thoughts. Now think about it, man. If you know this, or if you had thought this, and you said to yourself, man, you know that's right, and that's what you're going to do. And you went out and was doing that, and you still wasn't tagging the bitch. You might have called me and said, bud, you know, man, I know, you know, what to do. I thought I knew, and I did this, woo, woo, woo. And we get to kicking it. It's different then, man. Right now, It's like I'm talking to somebody that don't know a damn thing, and I don't mean to sound cruel or rough or whatever, but what I'm saying is that's what kind of person I am. But I'm the same person on the opposite end. Otherwise, if you come right, man, we gonna laugh and kick it and still share some game. I like dealing with dudes that are confident. I like dealing with dudes that show their confidence. You know, I know I'm not ever going to, like, really run into these dudes, but I'm saying that's what I prefer. I know Brother Sean that took my course, and he fucking always on all my shit, because he know he can, even if he didn't heard me talking this shit 100 times, he still sees shit in it. That's because he's looking for shit. He's not waiting for shit. He's looking for it. And look for it and you will find it. If you want to look for a problem that you have with your woman, you're going to find it. And if you want to look for how to settle something with your woman without being a punk, you're going to find it. It just depends on how long it takes you. Now, if you want to take a day to think this over, you're going to lose the brawl. If you don't think it over, you're going to lose the brawl. If you think real fast and it just happens to be the wrong thing, you might lose the brawl. But if you think fast and you know goddamn well it's not the wrong thing, you will never lose the brawl. Because your shit is based on you. Your shit ain't based on no broad. Women are fickle. How you going to base shit on them? They can wake up and have a bump on their face and go crazy. You can't be dealing with that. You got to deal with what you think, when you think it, the way you think it. And since you know any episode in your life is not unique, it's going to happen again, you should be comfortable knowing that whatever happened with this situation, if it ends up right, you're going to note it. And if it ends up wrong, you're going to note it. Either way, you're going to note it so you can use it with the next broad. That's how you're supposed to think. You ain't supposed to be thinking about missing something because you was being you. You ain't supposed to think about missing nothing if all you want is pussy and don't get it. The only thing, most times, let me make sure, you the one that asked about, if because I'm be talking to so many people. Hey, you did ask about, what about if you just want the pussy, right?
Right, right.
Okay, what I'm saying is, the times you didn't get the pussy, did you do what you thought? Or did you not do something, and when you missed, you rolled off thinking about what you should have did? Don't nobody know you, so just tell me the truth, man.
All right, so repeat the question one more time.
Do you ever regret what you did when you missed a bitch?
No, because I didn't know. So I'll just come from, when I'm talking to a bro, I'll just say what I feel. And if, when I see a bro, and if I feel like telling her, damn, baby, I love her, you know, saying, take you and bite your ass or whatever, yeah, she might not like it from, you know, the beginning, but that's just what I felt. And if that leads on to another conversation, then bet. But
you know what, man, I ain't gonna even say what I was going to say, because what you just said is cool. You ain't really got a problem, but you do need to believe in what you think more, to me. And you don't, I mean, to me, I don't think, saying what's on your mind is fine. But to me, saying what's on your mind is only fine when you situate it to where it's going to get results or similar results that you want, so that you can further your conversation. Now, you know, if I say, oh, damn, girl, I'd love to take you and do something real nasty to you, that's because I want her to start goddamn, I want her to give me a reaction. She's going to either give me anger or she's going to give me, you so nasty, some of that kind of reaction. Either one of those reactions, I got some more game for it because I was expecting one of those. Either one of them, I was expecting them. So I'm already prepared. And when she say whatever the fuck she say, I'm going to say what I'm prepared to say. Because what I'm prepared to say is going to get another reaction from her that I'm prepared for, because I prepare my conversation. I don't just go off the top of my head. It seems like I'm going off the top of my head because the shit happens in almost spontaneous. But everything I'm doing is fucking fresh.
Intentional. Gotcha.
Well, yeah, it's intentional, but I'm talking about it's pre-thought. It's not off the top of my head. I mean, let me put it another way. It's not something that I actually made up, unless I'm already in a conversation and I see she gonna like something like this, and I just make it up like that. But what I'm saying is, when I'm at a brawl, when I say hello, I ain't looking for that bitch to just say, you know, hi. If that's all she say, fine. But what I'm looking for is how she sound. Did she look at me? Did she smile? I'm looking at all kind of shit to let me know what to say next. You know, I listen to her, but I'm reading her as I'm talking, as she's talking. You know, I'm reading her, and I'm reading how she's letting my words hit her. That's why I use very few words to say what I'm saying. I speak with come see the cat type English. I don't want you guessing what I said. You know, I want you to know exactly what I said, so that if you react the way I'm expecting, it's based on you hearing the words I use and they moving you the way I want them to move you, which you see all this as you're talking. And if you ain't looking for this, that's why you don't catch. Bitches let you see when you're saying the right thing, and they let you understand what the right thing will do by them responding to you. And if you don't read their body language, you'll never know where her emotions go. I read all that. Anytime a broad is facing me, I read it as she's open to what I'm saying. Anytime she's turned away from me, I'm going to read however that conversation is going, but I'm going to read she's only half into it. I ain't gonna never have no bra just completely not facing me. I mean, it's just things. Her body gonna tell me. I talk to a bra and she's sitting down and her legs are crossed. Shit, that mean to me she don't want me talking too sexual. But she really trying to keep that shit hidden from me, so I'm gonna talk sexual. That's how I read it. This may not be right. I don't care if it's right. I just care that this is what I'm thinking, and I'm finna go with it. And I rarely miss. I mean, I do miss because I try not to go all the way, especially since I'm married. But what I'm saying is, when you're trying to catch, but you really ain't me, I ain't trying to fuck. You know, you just want to see if you still got it. You talk, and then you speak up on what you're trying to speak up on. But when you see it really developing, you have to back up. And it's like you got the fish, but you want to let them go. And I do that all the time. Because I know when you speak to a woman in a store and she responds to you, she not really giving you action. But if you sharp as fuck, you could turn it into action. And all you got to do is talk about a store or being in the store. You ain't got to say nothing. Well, you're going to say something a little sexual. But I'm saying, if you got that arsenal down and you know what you're doing, you're going to come up with something to say like that, bam, instantly. And it's going to be totally comfortable because you're going to be using your environment, your surrounding environment. This is what catches. And this is why women crazy about me, man. I have women, like my wife, whatever this dude was talking about, we have a hard time. No, man, we just have a time. And that's it. But I didn't had her 20 some years, so I had holes 20 years. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with the woman. It has everything to do with how I take care of my business as far as handling money, and how I stand up on my principles as far as handling them women. And they love that. They just do. Hey, that was a good question, bro. Thanks. So, to me, what makes me so desirable is all throughout any relationship I'm in. It's just important to me to have being a man at the forefront of my motherfucking thoughts. I do. I just always have it. Everything she doing in my mind is trying to get me off of my ABPs. That's how I take it. And as I matured, you know, just thinking like this allowed different thoughts to occupy the front of my mind. And these thoughts that was in the front of my mind were always not chaotic in the sense of chaos, but chaotic in the sense that they would cause problems if I let them occur. That's all I thought about, was shit happening, negative shit, you know. But for me, it made me stand on my principles. It made me believe in what I was saying. Because it's, think about it, man. You guys talk about one woman. This one woman can give you all kind of headaches because that's what women do. Think about a motherfucker having hundreds of women. Think about how many problems you can have that the average person might have times one. You got it times however many bras you have. They all go on their periods. They all have these little funny moods. You know, they all got them goddamn feelings and emotions that you can step on without even trying to. I mean, you got so much shit you got to be thinking about when you're dealing like I was dealing that you're always thinking. And being a man requires you to stand on your principles. You have to have adopted these certain principles into your life, and you want to represent them all the time. And if you're really serious, you will consciously check that you represent manliness with all your actions. That's how serious I am. I'm telling you, if I'm sticking the key in the front door, I'm doing it like I think a real monster's supposed to do it. Because I'm an old dude. I don't want no motherfucker thinking they could jack me. So, you know, I'm just thinking crazy. People say it's crazy, but it's not crazy. It keeps me sharp. I'm one dude, hopefully. I ain't going to get no Alzheimer's or whatever you get from not using your mind. Just like many lionesses that are out when a lion is on that Serengeti, women are out observing all your motions to see if they are attractive. And if your motions are attractive to them, they going to give you action, just like in the jungle. The lioness is hiding, see this lion, and that lion hungry. She see that motherfucker hungry, see he damn near starving, but something about that motherfucker, the way he's still standing up, whatever. So she follow him hidden, and he looking for food, and the next thing you know, she finds something, and shit, she come make a noise for him to come eat it, or whatever. But what I'm saying is, she was out. Women be out. She was looking. Women be looking. And if you like a lion, even when you hunting, even when you hungry, you standing erect. That's why you have to always feel as if you are on stage and the entire club, the entire restaurant, the entire theater is looking at you. So style. I always do it. I go to the movie with my woman, man. You guys just don't know. The best style, the best styling is to let a motherfucker see and you show your woman respect. Man, even in the theaters, man, I make sure when she sit, because we go to them damn luxury theaters, got them comfortable, relaxing seats and all that shit. Even when she getting ready to sit down, I make sure I hold her arm, let her sit down. When she get up, I make sure I reach my hand out to help her up, because I'm a gentleman. And I know women notice that shit. And I don't care that I ain't finna say nothing to none of these goddamn bitches. I just like the fact that they was looking at me. And I don't even look up to see who's looking. I just know they looking. Man, you should feel this shit even when you pumping gas, you gotta feel like you in danger of standing wrongly and somebody gonna misunderstand it. This sounds paranoid, but it's not. I ain't paranoid. I'm a consciously thinking man. I want to think like I think. I want to have all these doubts that I have to prove to myself daily. Every day, I have to prove the same shit almost, that I ain't full of shit. So every day I got to get up, hit, do whatever the hell I'm supposed to do, and make sure I done did it right, check it, woo-woo-woo. And every day I do it. Because I don't fucking want to be the kind of guy that's known to be saying shit out his mouth that he don't do. And also, I want you guys not to look up to me. I ain't, you know, looking for that type of adulation. What I want you to see me as, a representative of the group that you're trying desperately to get in because of all the things you see I do. You ain't trying to be nothing like me except doing a bunch of shit all the time. And if you get that in you, you'll see. You just have to always feel like someone's watching you. And you just have to be this way so you'll never settle for less than what a man is worth to a woman. You know, most of you have accepted, excuse me, and settled for whatever kind of woman that gives you action. Now, you believe that, you know, you could only have who is second or third best on your list. That's what you really believe. I believe that I can, if it's 10 on the list, I believe I can have all 10 of them. 1 through 10. And that's how I go. Dudes who think like this are the main ones I'm talking to. But I know there's, you know, those of you who are not quite as bad as the ones that stand on the sideline, watch dudes like me, wonder what's making us do it, how did we learn it. And I know myself. And I'll never run out of things to say about me. You know, I just won't. And I take this attitude with me when I'm speaking with any woman I run into. Why? Because I believe this shit. I believe now, bitch, is important, more important than me. I'm going to really do something for you guys and put a conversation up that I had on my show with a woman, I think she was 1 or 2 years younger than me. So she was in her 60s. And she had like 6 degrees, PhDs and shit. And she called me wanting something. And I told her her voice sounded attractive. And one thing led to another. We had a whole long conversation. But why I'm saying this is that you'll hear the way I'm talking. I sound just like I sound now. I say exactly what I'm saying now to her. And I know she's a PhD. I know she's got all this education. But I'm not changing. I ain't hardly changing. And she came on my show again. And she explained how that first conversation we had led to her flying out here from Ohio on her birthday. It was in July, July the 10th of last year. She flew out here. And, you know, we was cool, everything was, you know, whatever. My point is it's not about the woman. It's not about her accomplishments. It's not about her money. It's about you. And if you want any of what I just mentioned, you're going to have to fucking understand it's about you. You can't run out of things to say about yourself. And you got to have the attitude with any woman you speak to that, you know, you're the shit. You know, when I'm talking to them, I don't brag about the shit I'm doing. But, you know, the various things I have going on makes for some really good conversation if need be. My shows, you know, my course. I mean, all kind of stuff, my schooling, my street life, everything. And I don't talk just to talk. I have an arsenal. My arsenal is so dope. And my conversation just flows because it's based on what I see and think in the moment. I believe in me. Whatever I see, if it's a fan and it's in the room when I'm talking or whatever, I'm going to have something to say about a fan because I incorporate my environment. And you just have to realize the value that my course and my school will have for you. They both, especially since, you know, you're going to get into school, you're going to just learn who you are. I mean, this one stupid dude that on every one of my videos, comments corner or whatever, he complain about everything. Talking about I owe him money, blah, 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 which he did buy something from me. And I told him, motherfucker, I sent him one free because he didn't download it. But I told him, man, if you don't download this one, I ain't sending you another one. And he didn't, and I didn't send him, but he crazy now. But any damn way, what I'm saying is people, when they listen to my show or some video, they want to take everything in a fashion of me being a pimp. They just do. I cannot help that you motherfuckers think like that about me, but I certainly use it. I do. I use it to my advantage because I'm a real motherfucker. I'm not going to let something go on that I don't use. I twist stuff. Bad press is the best press. People don't understand me. And what you really need to understand about me is that I am constantly thinking of how to improve my shit. Me as a man, my course, me as a professor, trying to get these guys to see the truth. I mean, I got something to improve on all day, every day. I already know everything you're trying to learn, and you know it's the truth. In my courses, I done outlined simple directives for you to follow to excel. And if you do your due diligence, you know, you're going to be able to overcome hella obstacles. Most the main thing with fear. You know, I lived and I thrived off the methods that I share with you in my courses and these shows and in my school. I learned from dudes who learned from the ones before them, who learned from the ones before them. And I'm giving it to you. I'm not giving you shit that you cannot do. This is why I don't accept silly analogies about the game and life in general that you guys come up with. Man, there's no reason for you to be doing this that's not really directly affecting what you want. If your manhood is in the air, it's because you didn't get the real information on being a man passed down to you as we did. Women can't teach you this shit. Women can't teach young boys how to be men. And you got to come to grips with that. Single mothers, they weren't angry at you, but they fucking didn't know what to do, so they fell short. 832, what's up?
Rosebud, how you been?
I'm good, bro. How you?
I'm cooler than. You're definitely right about that. Women just can't teach a young man how to be a man.
No, they can't, man. You got a question?
I don't care how much they try to fight against it. Not necessarily. I do have.
Oh, go ahead. Make your comment then, bro.
Yeah, I do have a little situation going on. It's like, I know a lot of men have been in this situation where, you know, you're with a young lady and you're just trying to do the one woman thing, but you just tend to strike out because you can and snatch you up something just because you can, not necessarily because you want to. It's just like on automatic. You just are used to doing it. So,
well, what's
like,
your point?
My point is I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. If you're trying
is
to
it what
a,
you want
to
do?
No, not necessarily, but damn, it's so
okay, it's a bad thing then, bro. Two and two is four. You know, you got to understand that. If you're doing something and you don't necessarily like it, then you shouldn't necessarily do it. And if it's something that uncontrollably happens, that's because you're not controlling what you think. That's because you're not confident in believing what you think. So instead of you controlling thoughts, you let thoughts control you. So you've got to figure out how you're going to handle that. Because a person that could sound like you're saying you can just about get a bitch every time you try, I mean, but they're not happy, that's the way it normally is. Because you don't have any emphasis on anything you're doing. You don't have any emphasis on what you're doing as far as catching all these bras. You don't have any emphasis.
Yeah,
you don't have nothing as far as this particular one. It's all pussy. And like I tell people, you can get a bitch that weigh 390 pounds. You can get a bitch that weigh 90 pounds and everything in between. They could be whatever race, and the pussy is the same. You may feel different with her doing whatever, but as far as the pussy go, it's pink and it's the same.
I totally agree.
It should not be about pussy with you. It should be about where you coming from. And if you want to just have this bitch or that bitch or whoever bitch, and you cool with that because that's what you want to do, then that is the right thing to do. But if you doing that shit because of whatever, and it ain't really thrilling you like it did at one time, then you're doing the wrong thing. And you know what I would say to that? You need
What's
to start
that?
Putting more value on your goddamn dick.
Yeah.
You giving it away like it ain't shit.
Yeah.
That's, I'm
to
telling
bitches,
you, man. You,
to bitches that really don't matter.
Hey, check this out, man. Check this out.
Yeah.
If you didn't met this woman, woo woo, and y'all cool, know you finna hit that pussy and. You know she been with you all day. Wouldn't you think to ask her, did she want something to eat?
Yeah.
Would you buy it?
Or something.
Would you buy it?
No, I would prefer her to cook it if she could.
Well, what I'm saying, bro, is you have to understand what's going on. A lot of dudes don't think. They just don't think. What they do is just want. They want something. They don't think. Why I asked you about would you feed her is because you have to be willing to do something. And otherwise, women themselves, that woman would expect you to get her something to eat because she knows she's going to give you that pussy. She might not say, hey, you got to get me something to eat. But she would expect that. Would you agree?
Yeah, she would.
Let me make my point. My point is this.
Yeah.
Men are 150% acceptable or accepting that women can place a value on their pussy. Not that they want you to give them money for it, but they want you to do this or that, blah, blah, blah. Men accept that. Why can't men put a value on their dick? You understand what I'm saying, bro?
You're right, but it's not prevalent to do that. So you're coming in an anomaly type of way. That's going to shock her.
No, man. You're wrong. You're wrong. Let me tell you something. In 30 years, I've never fucked a bitch that I didn't have a value on my dick. She already knows she got to do something way more than give me some pussy. If that's the case, I will go in the bathroom and put some grease on my hand, bitch. I don't need no goddamn pussy. I'm letting you know. If I fuck you, it's got something to do with what I want.
Yeah.
And if you let me fuck you, it's because you finna help me get what I want. And if that ain't the case, it was good meeting you. See, I'm a motherfucker that'll refuse. I'm a motherfucker that get all the way in the bedroom and let the bitch say something and I have to put my clothes on. Hey, look, baby,
right,
let me tell you something. I don't just fuck to fuck. I fuck for a reason.
Are you making this clear, like, directly, or are you kind of, like, just giving her innuendo that that's what it is?
I don't hint. I don't do no
okay.
hint.
Okay. Okay, okay.
You know, I be talking like this to the woman. Girl, you must be used to fucking with Joe Blow or something. You ain't used to fucking with me. I ain't getting you my dick free. I tell them that. What you mean you ain't giving me? You doing something for me besides open your legs? Shit. You know, because that's all they doing. That's all they doing. But you got to work to fuck her. You got to provide the rides and all this shit. You got to do all this other shit. Why? Because you get the fuck her. She ain't got to do a goddamn thing.
But lay there, and you doing 80% of the work in the process of doing that.
I'm saying, man, why it's twisted. Because I know this is a fact. Hoes, which is a pure representative of women, people think they ain't. You know, pimps and hoes, they're the top of their fucking sex. You know why? Because all the problems that make them weak have been eliminated. They ain't worried about their mate cheating. They ain't worried about no money. They ain't worried about what they gonna do. Every goddamn thing they do is what they wanna do. They have a great life.
Yeah.
And it's everything is not hidden. It's in the open.
Yeah.
We have a hell of a life, and that's why everybody that get in it be in it.
Yeah.
They don't want to leave because it's so free. It's so free. It frees you to be who you want to be.
Well, I ain't
and how you
want to
be
in that, but I take a little from that game and make it apply to my life.
You ain't got to be in it, man. Let me tell you something. When I said the pimp is the epitome of man, it's only saying that the pimp do what men do more blatantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're more blatant. Yeah, I want more women, so I got five of them in my car right now. They know about – they blatant with what they do. Regular men, alpha men, they're not as blatant, but they do the same thing. If you listen to me talk and you hear me talking about pimps and hoes, all you got to do is, as you're listening – substitute the word man for pimp and woman for hoe, and you can see I'm saying the same thing. I know this because I do it all the time. The same thing goes. The only thing is that hoe believe what she believe enough to go out and hoe, and this pimp believe what he believe enough to go out and pimp. And if you believe something, you're going to do the same. It ain't got to be hoeing or pimping. It's going to be you going to go do it. You ain't finna ask about it. You ain't finna do nothing. You're going to be confident in your belief, and you're going to go do it. Or you're going to be a procrastinator. Either way it goes is not what I like to deal with. And sooner – hey, you got anything else, bro?
No, I don't, man. Go ahead.
All right. See, the thing is, sooner or later, all you guys are going to remember – excuse me, that to get respect from today's women, you have to be confident that you are showing her a man of commitment. And if you want what I'm talking about, to have you 150% committed to getting it, you need to understand my course, my school, my shows all work together. And if you put it together, you have a package, a roadmap that's going to show you how to achieve all the things we didn't spoke about tonight. And with that, I'm going to go. Today, my woman's birthday. I'm going to take her and lavish her and call her. I forget who you were, but who said that my woman give me a hard time? She do. But I can stand it. I'm gone.